Alibaba becomes the latest global tech company to announce plans to develop its own chips for its own products. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The announcement today from the Chinese tech giant is part of an effort to boost the company's cloud computing business and compete with rivals like Amazon. It's also part of a growing industry trend among an ongoing global semiconductor shortage. The BBC's Will Bain has more on that story.
Alibaba are just the latest tech giant to enter what's turning into something of a chips arms race, following the likes of Amazon, Microsoft and Huawei into developing its own specific chips for its products. It's all part of the battle for highly lucrative cloud computing business. And at a time when Alibaba has been firmly in the sights of Chinese government officials, who fear the company has become too big and powerful, a move into semiconductor design, an area Beijing is keen for China to become self-sufficient in, feels like a savvy political move as well. I'm the BBC's Will Bain for Marketplace.
Well, just after that announcement, shares of Alibaba closed up more than 1% on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange today. Checking some other numbers now, oil prices continue to stay resolutely above the $80 a barrel mark. That's as natural gas, electricity, and coal supply problems persist around the world. Both the Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate benchmarks are up between 0.5% and 1%. Well, with nearly 2 years of restricted travel, lots of companies have been feeling the pinch. Airports in particular have really been feeling the financial pressure. Last year, London's Heathrow Airport reported a $2.7 billion annual loss as passenger numbers plunged. To try to boost revenue then, the airport wanted to nearly double the price it charges airlines to use its facilities to nearly $60 per passenger. But this morning, the UK's Civil Aviation Authority said Heathrow can only increase the price to as much as $48.25. per passenger. Simon Calder is the travel editor at the Independent newspaper, and we caught up with him just after he got off a flight at Heathrow to find out what this news means for one of the world's busiest airports.
Airports make their money from a whole range of things. Car parking, of course, and from all the concessions. I'm just in a coffee bar. My cup of tea, probably about 30% of that has gone to the airport. They also charge a fee per person. And Heathrow's historically have been pretty much the highest in the world. They are going to be increasing on New Year's Day, and the passengers are going to be cross. The airlines are very cross indeed, because they effectively pay the charge and then try and pass it on to you and me, the passengers.
How dependent is Heathrow on these charges increasing? Because, you know, I was there last week and there are signs all over that even just to drop passengers off, it's going to cost a nominal fee of £5. It's about $7. Are they looking for ways to sort of get back any revenue that they can?
You're absolutely right, Victoria. Heathrow for decades has been Europe's leading air hub. It's now fifth in Europe. When there were 81 million passengers a year going through here, making it by far the busiest two-runway airport in the world, all the costs, which are extremely high for an airport, could be covered and the owners would make handsome profits on top of that. Once you see a substantial fall in traffic, your fixed costs are much, much harder to cover and you are effectively trading at a loss. And so Heathrow says, look, for goodness sake, while we are still well down on passenger numbers, you've got to do something to stop us losing even more money.
Simon Calder, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Victoria.
Well, as we know, it's not just airports struggling from the effects of prolonged travel restrictions. Nations and tourism businesses dependent on the industry have also been under increased pressure. But as the holiday season approaches, many, including a popular beach destination on India's west coast, are anxiously awaiting travelers. The BBC's Nicola Namder has that story.
Sun, sand and crashing waves at the Vagator Beach in Goa. Popular with the Russian charter tourists. For the last year and a half, though, there have been no Russians or international visitors here. But that's about to change. The government has now begun lifting restrictions on their arrival.
Well, this is not that busy beach.
Pankaj Gandhi, who manages Antares, a boutique resort perched upon a cliff on Vagator, is excited about the upcoming holiday season.
It's really a good news for us as the charters are opening now, and it's a very right time for the government to take a decision as we are entering the festive season. Otherwise, this season will also be washed out.
60% of Goa's hotels and resorts, largely the smaller establishments dependent on international travellers, have still not opened. But solid domestic demand has kept luxury hotels very, very busy.
A lack of activities for tourists during the pandemic and the desire to avoid crowds has driven wealthy Indians to splurge on exclusive hotel experiences, says Vincent Ramos, area director for the Taj Group of Hotels in Goa.
We did very good revenues last year. We had projected to double, but we are going to surpass that.
Over 15% of Goa's GDP and 40% of jobs depend on tourism. But India's COVID numbers have come down after a bruising second wave. The big challenge for tourist hotspots like Goa as they reopen will be preserving the delicate balance between welcoming visitors back and averting a third wave of the pandemic. In Goa, I'm the BBC's Nikhil Anandar for Marketplace.
Oh, those beach sounds. I gotta say, here in rainy London, a beach vacation sounds pretty good. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.